Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
Well, we really need to understand who they are in the context of this story, because if we don't really understand who they are, we rob them of the importance that they have in helping us understand one of the things that God was up to through the sending of Jesus to us. There are these characters that can be one-dimensional in our understanding of the Christmas story if we don't understand who they really are. And the characters that I'm referring to are the Magi, those men that show up uninvited to the birth of Jesus. We're not sure exactly when, but they show up in Bethlehem to welcome this baby king into the world. And if we reduce them down to just being some rich people that showed up with gifts for baby Jesus, then we totally miss the point of what's going on here. Because in the midst of what happens, we have these three, we think, men that show up to give gifts to Jesus. And if we reduce them to just three kings that are in a song or in a pageant, we miss what was being told to us about the importance of their arrival to see baby Jesus. Now, let's be honest. They throw the worst baby shower ever for Mary and Joseph. And if there had been three wise ladies that showed up, they would have gotten diapers, casseroles, and lots of formula. Well, whatever formula would have been back then. But let's be honest. Mary would have been better served by the three wise women showing up. Joseph probably liked what happened with the three wise guys that showed up. So we're not sure exactly when this happens, but we do know that sometime after Jesus was born, these three people show up into the mix. And we get introduced to them in the second chapter of Matthew, and here's what it sounds like. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." Now, when we hear this, we immediately start singing that little song in our heads, "We Three Kings." We start thinking about Christmas plays or pageants. We think about setting up our nativity at home. We start thinking about the gifts that they give, the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh. And if you're a parent, you start thinking, do I even know how to spell frankincense? And if you've got a kid in a nativity play or a pageant, you wonder, are they going to say Frankenstein when it's their turn to say frankincense? And if we let all that stuff creep into our heads, we miss what was so important about them. We miss that they were magi, that they were actually astrologers from Persia coming all the way from over there to Jerusalem and then Bethlehem because they had seen the star in the sky that they thought was telling them something about who they thought Jesus was going to be. Now, what happened is they show up in Jerusalem and they find their way around the city and they keep just asking around about somebody maybe who's been born king of the Jews. And eventually, word gets to King Herod, who was the king at the time, who was put in charge by the Romans, gets word of them and has them come in to visit him. King Herod heard this. All of this, he was frightened, and Jerusalem with him. And he called together all the chief priests and all the scribes of the people, and he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. So Herod has this powwow first with the wise men, and he gets the inside scoop from them on what they think is going on. And then he asks all the religious leaders to explain to him what's going on because he's frightened. And so what he does in the midst of this is he sends the wise men, the Magi, off to Bethlehem to find out where this baby had been born so he could go visit him. But he had ulterior motives because he really wanted to stay in power. And so the wise men leave and they go on their way, keep following the star. And according to what is recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, the star that the Magi had been following stopped over the place where Jesus was. And when the astrologers, the wise men, get there, they do something that was completely unexpected. They find Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus and these astrologers that had no other reason to be there but then following the star to find baby Jesus. They are overwhelmed with joy, It says in the text that they fall down on their knees. Maybe they get all the way down on their bellies to show how much respect they were trying to give baby Jesus. And then it says that they opened up their treasure chests and they gave to the baby the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh to show how much respect and how deeply impressed they were by this baby. Now, we hear this story and we have a whole bunch of warm fuzzies that go on when we hear about these wise men showing up to find baby Jesus with Mary and Joseph and give these gifts. But anybody who was hearing this story in the first century would have heard something totally different. They would have heard a story about these strange men from a strange place coming all the way to Bethlehem because of what they thought the stars were telling them was happening for the world. And when they showed up and they worshiped baby Jesus, everybody would have been stopped dead in their tracks by this thinking. They would have found themselves wondering, what are these strange men from this strange place doing worshiping Jesus, who they would have thought to be the Messiah, to be their Savior? And in the midst of hearing the story about these astrologers who had no business worshiping Jesus, they would have heard an important message about who Jesus was and who Jesus could be for all people. What they would have heard is that Jesus was the Savior for anyone and everyone. Because so many of them to that point had thought that Jesus probably had come just for the Jews, that he was going to be the Messiah for just a certain group of people. But when the astrologers from Persia show up and they see who Jesus really is and they worship him, well, then they would have heard this important message that Jesus was the Savior for anyone and everyone, not just a certain group of people. And in the midst of that story, they would have gotten a sense of what God was up to in the birth of Jesus. But not just what God was up to in the birth of Jesus, but what God was up to with the life of Jesus, with his entire presence on earth. What God was showing us in the visit of the Magi, these wise men, was that God's love embraces all people. It wasn't that God's love was here for just some people, but that God's love was here for all people. And that was a radical message for them then, and that's still a radical message for us today. And what it means for us is that if God's love embraces all people, it means also that our love is meant to embrace all people too. Those two things are deeply connected. God's love is for all people, and our love is meant for all people as well. And it means that if God's love can embrace even those astrologers from Persia, it means also that our love can embrace the least likely people as well. Now, this is a message that I think we need to be reminded of and be hearing at any time. But I think that might be an especially helpful and important message for us to hear at this time as well. Because if there's anything that 2020 has done for us, it's probably put a little distance between somebody and our lives. There's probably something that you've heard someone say, do, or post, someone that you actually know, not some politician or celebrity that you're like, how could they? You know, a little outrage culture. But the reality is there's somebody in your life that there's a little more distance between you and them at this point in 2020 than you had at the beginning of the year. And you might start to think that the love that you have for them isn't there anymore. We might start to think that we aren't called to love them anymore. Sometimes we forget that God's love is for all people. Sometimes we forget that God calls us to love all people, all the people in our lives. And we forget that God's love is for all people. We start to withhold some of our love for the people that we're called to embrace as well. We're called to really love the people in our lives. We're called to show them grace. We're called to show them patience. And in this time, we need to remember that our love calls us to embrace these people in our lives. Now, when I say these people in our lives, I'm talking about the people that are actually in our lives, not some politician or celebrity or somebody you don't really know and giving them a sense of embrace. I'm talking about the people that are actually in our lives, your family members, your friends, your coworkers, people that are actually in your lives. I bet there's somebody that at this point in 2020, that you feel like there's a distance between you and them that wasn't there at the beginning of the year. Maybe it's because you heard them say something, they did something, they posted something that just put a distance between you and them. And because there's that distance between you and them from this year, maybe there's a sense that you don't want to give them your love anymore. Maybe there's a way in which you feel like that gap is okay. But what we have to remember is that because God's love is for all people, it means that our love is meant to embrace these people as well. And if we can find a way forward to show them that God loves them, then we can find a way to show them that we love them. So perhaps at this time, you can think about one person that you feel like there's a distance between you and them that you want to work on. Maybe there's somebody that you can simply reach out to with a simple message of, this has been a weird year. This has been a time that I don't want to go back through, but I want you to know that I still love you and I will always love you. And maybe just leave it at that. Maybe it's a phone call, an email, a letter even, go old school, right? And just tell them that so that they know that you still love them. And maybe that's the beginning of putting a little bit of love back in that relationship. Maybe that's the beginning of being able to see the ways in which that love can be returned to them that belongs in that relationship. Because what you know is that because God loved you first, you loved God back. And you know that because God loves you, God wants you to love other people as well. So in a very real way, every one of us can be a sign of God's love for someone else. Every one of us can be a sign of the way in which God's love is meant for all people, just like the way that the Magi were a sign that God's love was for all people as well. So maybe in the next few weeks when you're packing up your nativity or you're thinking about these wise men that showed up, maybe you can look at them and remember that they were actually astrologers from a different place, strange men coming from a strange land that were able to see who Jesus was, not just because they were following a star or however that worked out, but because they understood that God had loved them first. And because God had loved them, they were able to return that love and honor to Jesus. And when we see the way in which that happens for the Magi, we can see how God's love is for us and how God's love is for all people. And maybe just like the Magi brought gifts to Jesus when he was a baby, you can give a Christmas gift to someone who needs the gift of God's love. So maybe in these next few days, you can take a first step to show someone that God loves them, God has always loved them, and that for the people in your life, that you will always love them too. Amen.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.